sack they used to bring them in a bags. And little smaller grain corn, about 2 bushels, two and a half bushels, is to the sack.
Now, is that the same kind of sack that some people call croaker sack?
That's right. Some people call them croaker sack, some call them grass sack. That's the same thing.
If you had to take some corn to the mill, what would you call the amount of corn you'd take at one time? Yeah, you'd say that's a...
Well, a bushel.
A bushel. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say something like a turn of corn? Or
yeah.
How much is that?
A turn of corn is, see, if you carry a bushel, that's the turn you carry to the mill. But now you got a weight of corn. But I mean, said you kill a bushel, or maybe I kill 2 bushels. I kill a barrel of corn up there. A barrel of corn, that's 5 bushels.
Oh,
yeah. 5 bushels makes a barrel.
That's it. What about if you were going outside, you know, to hang up your clothes, yeah, let them dry, what would you probably carry them out there in?
I have a pamphlet basin, wash basin. Then I have a hose pin on the container. I take it out and I got a line out there and I hang them up. When I hang them up, I put a pin in there, close pin in there. And they just stay right there until you take them loose.
What about if your lamp went out or something like that? What would you have to replace it?
You mean,
you'd have to unscrew the
wick.
Wick or the...
Put the wick up through the burner, put the oil in your lap.
What do you call that oil that you burn in it? Coal oil. What about one that runs off electricity, you know? You'd have to replace the light bulb, one of those. Yeah. Talking about barrels a minute ago, what do you call these metal things, you know, that run around the staves and hold the staves together?
Hoop.
Those are your
barrels.
Well, what about if you were bottling something in a narrow mouth bottle? What might you put in the neck of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out? Is that the same thing as some kind of cork or something like that?
That's what you stop the bottle up with, right, a small cork. And pouring the liquid in, you got to
You might have played one of these before, but a lot of people have this instrument, you know, they play with their mouth. What do you call those things?
Juice harp.
Harp? Mm-hmm. Now, a harp and a juice harp, that's not the same thing.
No, a juice harp.
Yeah, a harp, but that juice harp, you pick it.
It's
got notes on it, kind of like an organ, you know, that you play. But you blow that with your mouth.
Yeah.
Juice harp, you say you pick it.
I asked you about nails and driving nails and all that. That thing that you drive nails with, that's your...
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a little bit about wagons. You know, that thing that goes between the horses, that long wooden thing, mm-hmm, that's your what?
Tongue.
Wagon tongue.
That's the tongue. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what about if you had a buggy? You'd have to back the horse. The shafts of the buggy. And say on a wagon wheel, right in the middle, you got the middle of the wheel, that's the hub.
Are you spokes?